It bears repeating that exercise is a really slow and soulless way to try and lose some weight. Spending 45 minutes on a cardio machine or getting out running burns about 500 calories. But you need to get into a calorie deficit of 3,500 calories to lose a pound of body fat. So that means if you eat at your basal metabolic rate every day and spend whatever 7 times 45 minutes is, so 280, 35, 30, 5 and a bit hours a week doing cardio, then you will lose 1 whole pound of body fat. Woo freaking who, eh? Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not going off script here and advising you to stop exercising if you're trying to get fitter and healthier and, yes, lose some weight. Please do keep working out, but you just need to see all your working out for what it is, which is a way of building a bulletproof, healthy, and eventually spectacular-looking body for your age, not the main thing you're doing to lose your belly, because not eating 500 calories is much easier than burning 500 calories. But here's the thing, if you're already working out regularly and already feeling like you're eating as little as you can sustainably stick to lose some weight and things aren't moving weight loss wise, then you can feel stuck, like you seemingly only have 2 choices, neither of which seem particularly doable to get into even more of a calorie deficit to lose more weight. It feels like you either have to work out even more or eat even less. And like I said, working out more than, say, 3 to 5 times a week will not necessarily move the needle much more for you fat loss wise and will make you hate working out and will probably ramp up your cortisol stress hormone because your 40 plus body can't recover between workouts. So your body is stressed and your metabolism slows down anyway. So that's not great. But then trying to eat even less will make you feel really grumpy, really sorry for yourself because you're hungry and everyone around you is probably feasting on cake and wine while you nibble on a wee bit of apple and sip your Coke Zero. That is zero crack, as we say here. So what to do, what to do? Well, the good news is there are 3 things you can do to ramp up your fat loss without having to eat less or live life in the gym, and that is exactly what I'm talking about today. Hey, Chris here from Over 40, freaking awesome, helping you get your 40 plus body in shape without having to nibble on apples and sip Coke Zero. I have had some lovely reviews over the last couple of weeks. Thank you so much to the fellas that left those. If you're listening, it makes this all worthwhile knowing that the podcasts are genuinely helping guys to take better care of themselves and get fitter and healthier. Now, before I jump into our 3 tactics to lose a bit more weight without doing anything too crazy, remember you can jump on a call for free with me to discuss any problems you're having with getting in shape. I will, of course, mention on that call my Thrive 2020 coaching program that will help you lose 20 pounds and feel 20 years younger in 12 weeks. You can arrange that call at www.offacoach.com/thrive. That's offacoach, offacoach.com/thrive. Now, let's talk fat loss and what we can do when it feels like we're working out as much as we can without ignoring our families, friends, and bosses, and we're eating as little as we feel we really can hunger-wise and living your life-wise, but getting nowhere. Now, I have 3 solutions for you, and those are: firstly, cortisol management. Secondly, using the thermic effect of food. And then finally, we'll talk about non-workout activity. So let's jump in and look at each of these in turn. Firstly, cortisol always comes up a lot on these podcasts. It's our stress hormone. It will go up and down each day as and when something physically or mentally stressful happens to you, whether that is a hard workout or your team scoring or conceding a last-minute goal. But if you are chronically stressed because your life is just nuts, or potentially you're working out too much, or you're not sleeping enough to recover from your days, then your cortisol does not come down after a stressful situation. It stays high. And that is bad news for us in many ways, but let's look at what that means for us for fat loss in particular. It makes you insulin resistant, which means it messes up your blood sugar, it messes up your hunger signals, It also puts you at risk of developing type 2 diabetes and puts the brakes on your ability to burn body fat, even if you're doing everything right in terms of exercising and healthier eating. Now, this is a complete bummer, obviously. And this is actually often what's going on when I talk to coaching clients who are just completely stumped about why they can't lose weight. It turns out quite often it's cortisol being too high. So if we can lower your cortisol, we can fix your insulin resistance, and we can then get your body better primed to actually respond to your workout and diet efforts. Now, how do we do that? Well, obviously we do that by getting enough sleep and also not working out really, really hard every damn time in every single workout without a break, so you never feel fully recovered. And also you can supplement with a natural herb called ashwagandha, which has scientific studies behind it that prove it does lower your cortisol, and take whatever steps you can to lower the mental stress you're under too, whether that's talking to someone or just taking some time to yourself. So that's cortisol covered. Moving on to our second tactic, we can use what's known as the thermic effect of food to burn more calories daily simply as a result of what you're eating. This won't be a huge amount on a weekly basis, but over a year, you can burn about 15 pounds more than you would have done had you not done this, if that makes sense. So let's explain the thermic effect of food. Your body needs to work harder to digest and metabolize foods with protein in them. That work burns calories. The body doesn't need to work that hard to metabolize fats or carbohydrates. I recorded another episode ages ago about protein, but in general, if you can be eating around 120 grams per day of protein, that will be good for you at our age for building and retaining muscle. So 120 grams of protein per day equates to about a pound of meat and fish or other things like eggs and dairy. By doing that, your body has to burn 120 calories extra just to digest and metabolize that amount of protein. Now, that doesn't sound like very much, but that does add up to 3,600 calories a month, and that adds up to another 1 pound of fat loss per month, or 12 pounds in a year, without actually working out any more or eating less. Nice. So to do this, just prioritize protein in all of your meals, because like I said, it not only helps us retain and build muscle as we get older, but protein keeps you fuller than carbohydrates do. But now you know that also helps you burn more calories just by eating it. And then our third and final tactic for burning more calories without working out more or eating less is to look at your non-workout daily activity levels. So what do I mean by that? Well, too often, you notice, like, we get stuck in a rut of thinking that exercise needs to be a scheduled thing that we do. If we're not wearing our workout gear, then we're not moving, we're not exercising. But if you think about our grandparents' generation, they were on average an awful lot slimmer than the average person nowadays. And yet I'm fairly sure your granny was not going to body combat or Zumba classes to get that way. Life just involved moving more. So let's take a leaf out of our grandparents' book by just being more active. A 30-minute walk, or playing with your kids in the garden, or just doing gardening itself, or generally just moving about, burns about 200 calories in 30 minutes. Nothing earth-shattering, I agree, but let's say you find a reason every single day to move for an extra half hour doing one of those things. Just in your regular clothes, whether that's running an errand, doing stuff about your house, as I say, playing with kids, doing something. Or, and this came up during a talk I was giving to a business last week for their male employees about health and well-being, the commercial director proposed doing their one-to-one meetings outside the office as a walking meeting, just in the surrounding area of their offices. That's an awesome idea, and that would give you a break from your desk too. So 200 calories a day equates to 6,000 calories a month, which equates to 72,000 calories a year, and that adds up to another 20 pounds of fat loss. So think about it. Just by adding 120 grams of protein to your diet and finding reasons to move a wee bit more each day could help you to lose 32 pounds of fat in total in a year, especially if you can also take steps to lower your cortisol and get your metabolism running properly too. So the onus doesn't always have to be on constantly trying to eat less and less food to lose body fat, or trying to work out more and more and more to lose body fat. There are three tactics I've just given you there that will move it along to the point you can lose over 30 pounds of extra fat in a year. So I really hope all that sounds doable for you. Remember, reach out to me with any questions or comments at all via email chris@offacoach.com, or I have come out of my cave and become social and I've joined LinkedIn, so it'd be great to connect there too. I'll link to my profile in the episode description. And remember, check out the link to book your free call with me to discuss your goals, your struggles, and my Thrive 2020 program too. But take care of yourself, mate. I'll chat to you next week.